Oh my God. I know Miss Harrison said to wear ugly sweaters, but seeing hers actually light up was incredible. It's truly a Christmas miracle it didn't catch on fire. Oh, what about those reindeer antlers on Tyler's car? They used to be such a Scrooge at Christmas, and now look at them. Time has definitely mellowed them out. How's your hot cocoa, by the way? Did I get the marshmallow to cocoa ratio correct? What do you mean, what do I mean? You always had more marshmallows than cocoa in your mug when we were growing up. My mom used to have to hide the bag whenever you came over, so we'd have some safe for ourselves. I'm not lying. It's Christmas, and you don't lie at Christmas or, you know, whatever. That's how you end up with lumps of coal in your stocking, bud. At least we don't have to hide the fact that we spiked it anymore. I thought Chris's mom was going to kill us that time she caught us pouring bourbon into our hot chocolates at the Christmas party. Do you remember that? Yeah. We did get pretty wasted that time. Oh, and speaking of Chris, did I tell you that I ran into him at the grocery store last night? Yeah. I didn't realize he had moved back into town. Apparently, he and his partner decided that they wanted to settle down here and start a family. He had a small brood with him. So I'd say he was successful in that regard. He was always such a party animal. So it was interesting to see Chris, the family man. But hey, you know what? I'm happy for him. I'd like to drink some hot cocoa to his name. So good, especially with the cold weather. Still, it's wild to me that we're old enough to be married and have kids and careers and mortgages. It wasn't that long ago when we were just sneaking out past curfew and hanging out at that old abandoned house in the woods drinking cheap beer. Well, you drank cheap beer. I was much classier and snuck in some cheap vodka and water bottles. Gosh, can't believe it's so long since we've hung out. We used to always hang out after those Christmas parties, you know, after our parents went to bed. Yeah, I know. I know we've both been very busy. It's nice, right? Hanging out again. I did miss you, you know. I'm sorry. I'm terrible about keeping in touch. I just don't know. Life happened, I guess. College took us to opposite sides of the state. Work has been incredibly busy for the both of us. Hell, quarantine has eaten up almost 2 years of our lives. But if there's one thing that remained, it's the fact that I missed you. You were a constant in my life for so long, and I hate that we grew apart. No, I know. I know it happens, and it's really no one's fault. Really, but I just wish it never happened. There are so much things that we could have done. Do you wanna dance with me? Yes, I'm serious. Come on, dance with me. Please? I'll give you extra marshmallows in your next cup of cocoa. Yes, I knew I could still bribe you with some marshmallows. Here, let me get that for you. Okay, So your hands go here, and mine go here, and yep, just like that. So we need to be a little bit closer. yep, there we go. Okay, I'm going to step forward, and you're going to step, ow! Ow, no, it's okay, it's fine. That's why I have 2 feet. Let's try this again. Okay? I'm going to step forward, and you're going to step back, okay? Like this. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on your foot. I probably should have clarified which foot I was gonna, you know, step forward with. Okay. Right, one more time. No more mistakes, okay? Let's look poised and elegant. Ooh, fancy. Alright, I'm going to move my right foot forward and you move your left foot back, okay? And one. See, just like that. And then your other foot, two. Yeah, and then now. And we keep going. You really dance like a princess. I think you were lying to me when you told me that you couldn't dance at all. You're amazing. This is just perfect. Nothing could possibly ruin this moment. Oh, I guess I spoke too soon. Oh. Well, this is definitely a Christmas that I won't forget. You know, it might be because we just slow danced to a beautiful Christmas song. Or it could be because you're very, very close to me. Or I might be a little buzzed from spiking the cocoa, but you're really cute. I mean, I always thought you were cute. I was just too chicken to say anything, especially when we were teenagers. Wait, really? You've always thought I was cute too? You know, we might be idiots. So, are you seeing anybody? Okay, look, I'm only asking because I don't need somebody finding out I'm slow dancing with their partner behind their back. You're very close right now, and wow. What was that for? Look up? What do you mean? Oh, a mistletoe? Did you know that was there the whole time? Yeah, of course you did. Of course, this is your parents' house after all. I'm sorry. I'm just flustered is a way to describe it. It's just I always liked you, but I never wanted to ruin our friendship. Now, here we are, all these years later, standing under the mistletoe in your childhood home, and I... Okay, you can't keep doing that. What do you mean, what? I mean the kissing me in the middle of my sentence? Or turning into a walking cliche here? There's twinkling lights, soft Christmas music, the mistletoe. Please, tell me how we're not in some kind of romantic Christmas movie right now. Well, no, I'm not complaining. I just... Okay, fine. I'm fine with kissing under the mistletoe. I just... If we hadn't hung out tonight, would you have told me that you still like me all this time later? It just made you bolder, huh? Yeah, you don't lie at Christmas or whatever? How dare you throw my words back at me? I ought to tell Santa to put coal in your stocking for you being such a brat. Can I kiss you again? You've kissed me twice now, so I think it's time I paid up. Yeah? Okay. Come here. You know, I don't have any plans for New Year's. How about you? You up for drinking cheap beer in an abandoned old house? Guess I'll see you New Year's then. But for now, let's just enjoy the time that we have together. It's a very Merry Christmas for me. Let's just stay under this mistletoe until we get sick of each other, okay? Happy holidays.